2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time is now 8:30.
It's 33 degrees.
All of our freeways are moving at the full speed limit. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Well, it's the worst weekly unemployment report in U.S. history.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the Labor Department reports 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment last week, doubling the record from just the week before. Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Many economists envision as many as 20 million jobs lost by month's end. The unemployment rate could hit 15%.
Still, some industries like grocery stores and delivery companies are hiring by the hundreds of thousands. And some breaking news, it's not just the U.S. President Vladimir Putin has now ordered most Russians to stay home from work through the end of April to avoid spreading coronavirus. U.S. intelligence reports China intentionally concealed death and case numbers from coronavirus, leading other countries not to take the pandemic seriously enough in the beginning. President Trump says
the numbers seem to be a little bit on the light side. And I'm being nice when I say that.
China has launched a global social media campaign to depict them as heroes in the outbreak. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the CDC researchers believe up to 25% of people infected with the novel coronavirus show no symptoms. While that sounds good, it means more people can be transmitting the disease without knowing it. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A record 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment insurance last week, shattering the all-time record.
Yahoo Finance anchor Adam Shapiro joined us this morning to break down the numbers where more than 6.6 million Americans applied for unemployment last week.
Well, it's a frightening number. It's the highest level. I'm going to quote from the Labor Department press release. This marks the highest level of seasonally adjusted initial claims in the history of the seasonally adjusted series. I mean, we saw the amazing 3.3 million last week. We've seen this increase to 6.6 million. And we've heard from the Federal Reserve that there's concerns that there could be short-term unemployment reaching almost 30% of the working population. Now, we're not there yet, but this economy is shutting down and people need to pay the bills. And you see these claims going up. It's very frightening. And by the way, futures are giving up some of the gains we had. They were stronger earlier this morning. We still have about 28 minutes before the opening bell, but they're starting to pull back a bit.
That 6.6 added to the 3.2 puts us pretty close to 10 million over the last 2 weeks. And it almost feels weird to me to continue to compare this to 1982 when 695,000 people filed for unemployment claims, because we were in the midst of a strong economy before this, and that makes it unlike any of the past downturns.
That, and when we speak to the economists and the analysts who come on our program, what they tell us is this is the first time we've ever had a financial problem with a health crisis. You know, every other kind of recession, huge gains in unemployment we've had was related to a financial situation or an economic slowdown. This is just everything at once. And one of the statistics that is troubling is that people with money market funds, money market mutual funds, they've been pulling out huge amounts of money. They're putting it into savings accounts or cash that pays no interest. But another $54 billion was removed from money market funds last week. The reason that's important is money markets are a great supplier of short-term loans to small businesses. And what do small businesses do? They use those loans to pay salaries while they wait for people to pay bills, and they keep people employed. The small businesses can't get the loans. They can't keep people employed, and you get layoffs, and you see what happens.
Adam, how is this different because it's connected to a medical crisis? Can we at least say we know there will be an end to this at some date? We don't know the date certain, but at some date in the near future.
That's the key question, right? The big difference between this and what we all can pretty much remember, the 2008 financial recession, the Great Recession, as they call it, is that you can't really say when this will end because of the uncertainty of the health issue. Now, I can tell you that Johnson & Johnson's chief scientific officer was on my program Monday, and he said they will be testing the vaccine they've got in September, with vaccinations possibly starting before the end of this year for medical folk and people most at risk. But that means we have to get, that all has to work, and then we have to get to the next, what, 7 months of the year. So there's a great deal of uncertainty out there. I've had analysts and very smart men and women, one from BlackRock, who said we could be forming, at least as far as markets are concerned, a bottom to all of this. But you saw the sell-off yesterday, and usually peak to trough when you are in a bear market, you go down further than 20%. And we haven't gone much past 34% yet, but it usually is somewhere in the mid-30s. So there's a lot of concern that this isn't over. And the big difference is you can't time it. You can never time a market, but you really can't time a virus.
Boy, and you hear investment advisors telling you not to pull your money out. I mean, if you've left your money in your 401k and other money markets till now, you don't want to lock in those losses. You might as well let them ride. But to hear that when you pull your money from the money markets, you're actually maybe pulling off the opportunity for some small business loans to keep some of those companies going and people employed. Had never thought of that.
Yeah, that you're hurting your neighbors and, yeah.
And
your
community.
And
maybe yourself.
And maybe yourself,
yeah. We want to thank again Adam Shapiro. He's always so fantastic. Puts it in terms we can all understand here for joining us this morning. It's 8:35.